And now, young Widow Brown. A difference of opinion has arisen between Ellen Brown and her fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, concerning whether the lovely young woman surgeon, Dr. Allison Shaw, who saved Ellen's life, should remain in Simpsonville or not. For Ellen realizes Allison is going through a turmoil of mind and soul that needs help. And filled with gratitude for what Allison has done for her, Ellen now turns to Allison in her living room, saying,
I'm proud and grateful that you turned to me for help, Allison. I hoped I'd never have to tell you everything about me. Some of it is so ugly. But if Jim is going to follow me here, Allison will do everything you can to keep him from coming here. But even if he does come, there are enough of us to take care of you.
Ellen, what time did you tell Anthony to get here?
In fact, Mariah Hawkins, she's staying with me these first few days I'm home from the hospital.
But Ellen, I want to...
Well, now, Dr. Shaw, I never heard you come here. Hello, Miss Hawkins. Well, what do you think of my girl here? I thought she ought to go to bed, but she says no, she's going to stay downstairs. I think Ellen looks wonderful. I think she is wonderful. Well, you won't make any enemies for yourself in Simpsonville talking that way, Dr. Shaw. Well, Ellen, I've got to get that steak ready, and it's just about ready to go in, but I don't dare put it in until Anthony comes.
No, don't, Mariah. Mariah, can I come out into the kitchen for just a second, please? You know that's the room I'm fondest of, I think.
Well, now, Ellen.
Oh, come on, Mariah. I'll be right back, Allison.
Of course, Ellen.
We're being mighty extravagant with steak, aren't we, Mariah?
Well, you know we were having steak, Ellen.
I know, Mariah. Allison is feeling bad. I just wanted to give her a chance to put herself together before Anthony comes.
Yeah, my goodness, I didn't notice it then.
Oh, she'll be all right, I think. We were worried, all of us. The troubles do have something to do with a man.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Anthony isn't right, though. He was so pessimistic about her.
My goodness, why should she be in trouble over a man, Ellen? She's a pretty girl. She ought to be married and have a couple of babies.
It goes to show when you leave a girl and make her a doctor or a lawyer or an Indian chief or something, you just cross some providence.
Careers don't get people into trouble, Mariah. It's something within themselves.
Well, I don't know, but I guess Allison is one of those gentle people that a man can twist around his finger.
Anthony isn't going to like you getting all worked up and worried over Ellen.
No, but Anthony can't possibly reject Allison, no. It wouldn't be right, not after what she's done for me. I'm going back to her, Mariah.
All right, I'll stay out here in the kitchen where I belong.
I'm fairly spoiled having Mariah to take over when anything goes wrong, Allison.
She's a good character, isn't she, Ellen?
Oh, she's wonderful. I'm using that word to the exclusion of all others lately, I noticed.
It's a good word. And friends such as you have are wonderful. I think I'm well in hand right now, Ellen. Thanks for leaving me alone for a bit.
Well, that's all right, Allison. Anthony's coming soon, and, you know, men are never too sympathetic to nerves.
Particularly men you're asking for a job.
Yes.
I think I'd better drop the idea of working at Health Center Hospital. I think it would present too many complications.
I don't think you should drop it at all, Allison. I'm not going to let you drop it, as a matter of fact.
But Anthony...
Anthony will engage you on the staff, Allison. I'll see to it that he does. You're a brilliant and able doctor. And it would be good for the hospital for you to be here. He's lost a couple of good people and he needs replacements. So,
but Ellen...
Allison, this sounds incredibly rude, but would you do me a favor?
Of course.
Anthony is full of this business of your applying for a job with him, and he should discuss it now while it's current and important. Would you not stay for supper?
If I'm here, he can't discuss it.
Of course I'll go, Ellen.
And you understand?
Yes, I understand. Ellen, I want the job so badly, I have no pride about it. Then again, that's a failing of mine. Lack of pride.
Allison.
It's true. With Jim. I never had pride. I wouldn't have it if I saw him again. I have no pride with you or Anthony, you see. I come whimpering to you to look after me.
Oh, now, don't talk like that.
Look, why don't you go back to the hospital, have dinner with Olivia McAvoy, and wait to see what I turn up in the way of a solution.
I will. Ellen, I'm as dependent on you as you were on me a little while back.
Well, I hope I'm as competent to help you, Allison.
I'd better go now.
Do your best, Ellen.
For a little while, I'd like some peace of mind, some security, just for a little while.
Mariah Hawkins hears the door close as Allison leaves, and now a moment later, she gingerly pokes her head around the kitchen door, saying,
"Haven't you heard yet, Ellen?"
"No, Mariah.
I heard the door shut." Where's she gone?"
"She left."
"You know, I think I'm going to get a little cross if this dinner I planned gets all messed up, Ellen. Here I am waiting on Anthony, and now she up and goes."
"Allison won't be back, Mariah."
"Oh?
She's gone back to the hospital so that I can have a good talk with Anthony."
"You're going to wheedle Anthony into giving her a job at the hospital,
"Yes, Mariah, I am."
"Well, I guess you know what you're doing, Ellen, but it does seem to me it's not very nice to do someone a good turn and then kind of ask for their eye teeth in return."
"Mariah, Allison isn't doing that."
"She's asking for a favor, Ellen, and you're not in a position to tell her no after she saved your life."
"No, I'm not, but she isn't doing it for that reason. Mariah, she's desperate."
"Oh, don't, Mariah. You're not a cruel person. Don't try to be."
"Well, here's Anthony now."
"Hello, Ellen. I'm late, darling. Mariah, forgive me, but Louise Simpson was paying me a call at the office."
"Louise? Oh, for goodness sake.
Some people just won't give up things to me. Oh, Ellen, can I put that steak in now?"
"Yes, Mariah, and please be with us at the table. Take Allison's place."
"Well, I should think you two'd like to be alone. Randy Goshen, the way folks intrude on you two."
"You could never intrude, Mariah."
"Mariah, you're so refreshing after some of the women I know."
"Me? Well, anyway, I'll put the steak in."
"Allison isn't staying for supper, Anthony."
"Well, that's the first break I've had all day."
"You're really impossible today, dear. What's wrong with you?"
"Women. My sister Victoria. Allison. You."
"Me? Anthony, no."
"Yes, you. You know something? You're too darned important to me. When I left here after raging at you about Allison Shore, I remembered that not 10 days ago there was a chance you wouldn't be coming back here to your home. I broke out in a cold sweat and nearly came back to apologize." "Now, when I start doing things like that, I'm letting you get under my skin too much, young woman."
"Well, then this is the time for me to ask a special favor."
"You want me to give Allison the job at the hospital?"
"Oh, Anthony, I do. Will you, please?"
"Yes."
"Thank you. I had no idea you'd be that willing. I thought I'd have to badger you into saying yes by pretending to have a spell."
"It wouldn't do any good, my dear, because you're not getting her the job. Louise Simpson is."
"Well."
"Louise says no, so naturally I say yes."
"Louise says no? Well, why, I wonder, she doesn't know Allison."
"Well, when I tell you, will you promise me you won't think I'm a conceited character?"
"Of course not."
"Louise is, I think, jealous of Allison."
"Oh, I'm sure of it."
"You know everything, don't you?" "But seriously, darling, I need Allison. I don't need her problems, whatever they are, but my table of organization at the hospital has a few holes in it that could be stopped up by someone like Allison."
"Darling, it's right for you to engage her. And I'll take care of her emotional problems."
"Are there many?"
"Just one. That man who telephoned. His name is Jim."
"We make progress."
"And he drinks all the time, evidently. She was in love with him and is afraid she still is. Something like that. But she wants protection."
"From him?"
"From himself, Anthony. I think she feels that here, with the responsibility of a job, she must be tempted to go back to him."
"Yeah, maybe."
"Anthony, it's right and good for us to help her. So, will you tell her she has a job?"
"I'll be delighted to."
"I like you so much, Anthony."
"Thank you. Will you recommend me highly to your friend?"
"No, I will."
"So, a drinker, huh? Paul Jim. What in the world a smart girl like Allison would get herself mixed up with an alcoholic for when... Well, the world's mysteries are not for my solving, I guess. Hey, Mariah, how's the steak?"
Evan smiles over an easy victory. But what about the future and the problems and the warnings Allison herself has given young Widder Brown?